Moncrief on News Talk.
You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. Now, we all know that we are living through a period of climate change, but we also know that the Earth's climate has shifted in the past, but never to such an extent that it made the Earth completely uninhabitable. So why is that? A team from the University of Southampton had been looking at this, and Professor Toby Terrell joins us from there on News Talk. Good afternoon, Toby.
Good afternoon to you.
Now, as I understand it, you ran hundreds of various computer models and looked at planets in a similar position to Earth to see what might happen to them in terms of them being habitable.
Yep, that's about it. So, in fact, we ran 100,000 different sort of randomly set up planets, all with different climate systems, and looked to see whether they would stay habitable, and then also whether they would stay habitable repeatedly or just occasionally.
And I suppose that the two big conclusions that you came to, one is that the Earth is just extremely lucky.
Yep, that was part of it. The outcome, so on every individual occasion when we ran these different planets, if a planet did stay habitable, there was a slice of luck in there as well. It did have to have some sort of like thermostat type capacity to keep the planet, to keep the temperature on track, but it also needed to have a degree of luck as well.
Yeah, but as in not being hit by an asteroid or a solar flare or something of that nature.
Yeah, or not at a specific critical time, or not such a particularly big one, that sort of thing, yeah.
Now, going back to the thermostat, as I understand it, there was a period, say, where our sun wasn't as warm as it is today, yet still the Earth didn't suffer from that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so that's one of the big puzzles that's part of this. Why it's actually quite surprising that Earth temperature did stay fit for life for so long. So we know from the way that stars work, the way that they burn up their fuel, if you like, that they get more luminous over time. And this is a well understood thing amongst solar scientists. And what that means for Earth is that back when life first evolved, 3 or 4 billion years ago, we know that the sun was much dimmer than it is now. Now, if everything else on Earth had stayed the same, but the only difference was that the early sun was dimmer, the whole of the Earth's oceans should have been totally frozen solid, and it wouldn't have been possible for life to be there. Mm. Now, we know from geological evidence, from like sort of ripple marks in some very old rocks, that there was liquid water on Earth back at that time. So another way of looking at the problem is that given that there was water on the planet back at that time, and then the sun got gradually hotter, a lot hotter, how come the oceans didn't boil away? So we know that somehow that change in the amount of heat being received from the sun must have been counteracted by stuff that was going on Earth.
Right. So, but we don't know, is that the case, that what this temperature regulation mechanism is on Earth?
Yeah. So part of the question is whether there's a temperature regulation mechanism or whether something just happened by coincidence that counteracted the increasing heating from the sun. So that's wrapped up in this general issue of whether it's temperature regulation mechanisms or whether it's happenstance, if you like, that has been most important in giving us the outcome that, yes, the planet did stay habitable for this extraordinary duration. And obviously we wouldn't be here now if it hadn't.
Mm. I suppose it does beg the question, though, that if this mechanism, whatever it is, kicked in the past, might it kick in now?
Yeah, so presumably any mechanisms that we do have on Earth that have helped keep the planet habitable for so long are also still there now. But one thing you can glean from this study that we did is that given that we strongly suspect that there was also an element of chance, that does sort of perhaps suggest that maybe it's a little bit riskier going forward than we thought it was as well.
Mm, right. OK, so we don't know. I mean, because, you know, in a way, someone who was a climate change denier or somebody who's of a mind to say, the climate shifted in the past, it wasn't a big deal, might say, well, it's not a big deal now.
They might say that, and so I think that's perhaps where our study can help say that perhaps the way that we got through some of these events in the past is that we were a little bit lucky, and that maybe there are lots of other planets, a bit similar to Earth, that were faced with similar challenges and didn't get through. Now, on all those other planets, of course, there's no intelligent life there to look back on them and try and understand what was going on. So perhaps there's an element of, you know, chance behind it all, which says that we shouldn't be quite so confident about getting through these things in the future.
Indeed. To quote Dirty Harry, do you feel lucky, punk? Toby, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Toby Terrell, Professor in Earth System Science at the University of Southampton. You are listening to The Moncrief Show on News Talk. We're going to take a break. Back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.